This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The topic that I've been given is a really, it's a beautiful topic to start with. And the title of the topic is, How Sincere Repentance Can Lead You Out of Crisis. And you know, when I sat down today and I sat thinking about how we could organize and present this talk in a very, very short space of time, it occurred to me that the very, very first thing that we should mention, before we even begin with the topic of repentance or the topic of a crisis, is just to affirm the Muslim's belief in al-qadr wal-qada. The Muslim's belief that every single event that happens and every single action that exists in this world happens in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His writing and His will and His creation. And just to reflect upon that, we have just an ayah from the Quran to get us thinking and to make us realize that the crises that affect us in our lives are not random. And they are not unfair and they are not unjust. Rather, every single crisis that happens to you or to me happens because of a perfect plan and a perfect decree, which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, the translation of which is, no calamity befalls on the earth, nor in your own selves, except that it is in a book before we bring it into being. And this is easy for Allah. This is something that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that's where we have to start. Before we start talking about tawbah, before we start talking about why bad things happen, we have to begin with this pillar of iman. This sixth pillar from all of the pillars of iman, and this belief in the qadr and the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't think that it is exaggerating to say that this is the absolute foundation of surviving any crisis. And it's the foundation of being able to turn something bad into something good, or to see something that you would first think to be bad as something good, and to strive to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for you. So we have to understand that if a crisis happens to us in our life, then this crisis was not random. This crisis was not unfair. This crisis was part of a perfect decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we know that that perfect decree comes from Allah, there is something else that we need to know. And that is, we need to know enough about Allah to give us the confidence that this decree has good for us in it. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of those who show mercy. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to His servants than we can find words to describe, except to describe Him with what He described Himself with. So when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful of those who show mercy, then this leads us to become content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. And it leads us to see each crisis in our life as an opportunity to change, to improve, and to get near to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I believe that this is where we have to start. And then we have to understand the problem to understand the solution. Because unless we understand what the problem is, or what the cause of the problem is, then we won't be able to understand how we can possibly get ourselves out of this crisis. So once we understand that the problem comes from us, that the problem comes from our sins. What problem? Every problem. What crisis? Every crisis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many, many ayat of the Quran that the crises and the calamities and the problems that befall us because of the sins that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever befalls you of a calamity, it is because of what your own hands have done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُم مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُم مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّا هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. When you were afflicted with a calamity, despite having afflicted double the likes of it before, they said, where did this come from? Where has this crisis come from? What have I done to deserve this crisis? قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Say, it came from you yourself. It came from your own selves. And Allah is able to do all things. And this statement that Allah is able to do all things, this mention of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir, it's not just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees or that He brings into being whatever He wants, but this bringing it into being came from a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He decreed, and the cause of this were the sins that we did. And it's narrated from some of the companions radiallahu anhum, and from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum, that they said, no calamity ever befell a person except because of their sin. And it was never raised up except because of repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran that corruption appeared at land or on land and at sea because of what the hands of people earned, so that they may taste a part of what they did. Because let's be honest, the number of sins that we did is not equal to the number of crises that happen. We do much more sin than the number of crises that happen. So that we can give them back a piece of what they earned, so that they may return. And this is the key. So that they may return. This crisis is not a simple punishment. It is not something that has been sent down to you that you cannot recover from. It has been sent down for a hikmah, for a wisdom that is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And that wisdom is so that you may realize your sin and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, وَلَيُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make them taste from the lesser punishment, from the lesser punishment, less than the severe punishment that Allah sends upon people, that they may return. So every single crisis that happens to you in your life, the major cause of that crisis are the sins that you do. And the reason this is sent to you is as a test, to see if you will realize that sin and to see if you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So once we know this, once we know that Allah Azza wa Jal sends these crises as a wake-up call, as something to make us realize the error of our ways, something to make us realize our need to change. Once we understand this, then we understand that there is a way to make these crises go away. There is something we can do, and it's a very simple step in action, but it's a step that nobody takes except the one that Allah Azza wa Jal gives him or her tawfiq, success, to be able to do so. And that if we can learn how to take this step, we can remove the cause for this crisis to come down. Because this crisis came down because of what we did. And before we talk about the solution, we need to just understand this a little bit. We need to understand that we are a people who sin. We are a people who make mistakes. And I'm not talking about little mistakes either. We make big mistakes. We make mistakes that we're not even aware of. We fall into error day and night. In the night and in the day. And the one who has been blessed by Allah is the one who realizes these mistakes and takes an action. Because these mistakes are going to do one of two things. Either they have already brought a crisis into your life, or they are about to bring a crisis into your life. And so once you recognize them, and then you take this action that is needed to be able to rectify that, then by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal has given us the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that there is a way out for us from these crises and from these calamities. And the very beginning of this, before we talk about repentance, and before we talk about sincere repentance, the very, very beginning of this is something extremely important. And that is being aware of yourself and taking yourself to account. You all know the very, very famous statement, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take yourself to account before you are taken to account. Take some time to think about, because always, you know, when a crisis befalls you, what's the first thing that you do? You start running from left to right looking for a solution. But sometimes you don't see that the solution is right standing there in front of you in the mirror. Take yourself to account. Think about yourself and think about what it is that you have done. Think about what would happen if you die tonight. Think about what you would say if you stood in front of Allah. Think about the good things that you've done and the bad things that you've done and what the reasons for those were. And really sit down and take yourself to account. Give yourself a checkup and ask yourself, are there sins in my life that are causing this crisis to fall upon me or causing this crisis to be worse than it is? And for sure the answer to that is yes. But we have to find those sins. And we have to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with the knowledge of what they are and the ability to repent. So then we come to this wonderful cure. And it's a cure that will only take me a few minutes to explain to you, but the reality is that it's an easy thing to say and it's a difficult thing to do. And this cure is what we call a tawbah, what we call repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us forgiveness for the one who repents. Allah azza wa jal told us in the Quran, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And indeed, I am ever forgiving. غَفَّار, constantly forgiving. For the one who makes tawbah and believes and does good deeds. Then is guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقُبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Do they not know that Allah accepts the repentance of His servants? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many, many places in the Quran about tawbah, and we don't have time to mention all of the different ayat with regard to this, but just to pick one or two. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, don't despair. Don't say I'll never get out of the crisis. Don't say there's no way for me to fix the problem that I'm in. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. So once we have understood this, once we have understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah does not break His promise. And Allah has promised you that He will accept your repentance if it is done in the right way. If it is a sincere repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this sincere repentance. Allah azza wa jal told us what it means to have this sincere repentance. When he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah Al-Tahrim, O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance, so that your Lord may forgive you your sins and may enter you into paradise. So the reward of repentance is not that your crisis goes away. The reward of your repentance is on so many levels. It's a reward in this dunya and it's a reward in the akhirah. It's a reward of the crisis being removed. It's a reward of the bad sins being wiped out and turned into good deeds. And it's a reward of paradise for the one who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, we cannot emphasize in these few short minutes just how important it is for a person to be in a state of constant repentance. And right now, I want to get into the topic of what repentance is. And I want to tell you something. I want you to be careful about something. That you don't confuse repentance with saying istighfar. With saying astaghfirullah. Because too many people move their tongue with astaghfirullah, but they don't fulfill the conditions of istighfar. Istighfar is an amazing thing if you do it correctly. But for too many people, it's something on the tongue and the heart and the limbs are not joining in. So we have to understand that when we repent to Allah, tawbatan nasuha, a sincere repentance, that means that our heart has to repent, our tongue has to repent, and our limbs have to repent. We have to be repenting to Allah in a holistic way, not repenting to Allah by moving our tongue while our heart is empty of any feeling of regret, or by moving our tongue when our limbs continue to do the same sin day after day after day and night after night. So the first thing that we have to understand is that repentance, in its basic concept, in basic the basic Arabic of the word tawbah, is an-nadam. It is regret, to feel regret about something. And the reality is that tawbah can be thought about as past, present, and future. Past, present, and future. So in the past, you have to have regret. When you look at the past, you look at it with regret. You feel sorry that this sin happened from you. You feel sorry that you disobeyed the one who provided for you day and night. You feel sorry that you disobeyed the one who brought you up and guided to Islam. You feel this regret in your heart. And unless that regret begins in the heart, it's very, very, very hard for you to progress to the next level. But if we look at this regret has some basic things that need to be there. The first thing is you have to realize that you sin. Because if you don't realize that you sin, you will not be able to feel regretful for the sin that you did. And then you need to realize the severity of sin. How many people had an interest-bearing credit card, some sort of riba, and they said, oh, it's only a small amount and it doesn't matter, it's only a few dirhams, a few hundred dirhams, it means nothing. And they don't realize that this is worse than some of the worst crimes that a person can imagine. Because they don't have this concept in their mind, because they don't realize the severity of the sin, they don't realize how much they should regret what they've done. So to regret, you have to recognize you did a sin, and you have to recognize the severity of the sin that you did. So that is in the past, looking at the past. Looking at the present, you have to stop doing the sin. Because too many people do a sin and they say astaghfirullah while they are doing the sin. You know, you get it with backbiting. People will say, you know that brother, astaghfirullah al-azim, but you know what, he's such a bad guy and he's like this and he's like this, astaghfirullah. In between saying astaghfirullah, they manage to commit backbiting. Backbiting, which is a sin of such severity in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a huge sin. And yet in between saying that sin, they manage to say, oh, astaghfirullah, but you know what he's like. And so they didn't stop doing the sin. And the reality is, you can't stop doing a sin unless, or you can't progress onto repentance unless you stop doing it. And then we have to look at repentance in the future. We have to look at repentance in the future. And that means that we have to make a sincere effort. And this is where it comes to tawbatan nasuha. Something sincere, that we are never going to go back to this sin again. And the reality is that we are human beings and we might fall back into it. But our intention, when we say those words, astaghfirullah, when we say those words, our intention is what? Our intention is that I'm not going to do this again. So we look at it from the past and we have regret. And we look at it in the present and we stop doing it. And we look at it in the future and we intend never to do it again. But someone might say, Ya Akhi Muhammad, what will happen if I do it again? Start all over again. Take yourself to account. Recognize the severity of the sin. Feel that regret. Stop doing it. Intend never to do it again. And trust that Allah Azza wa Jal promised that He will accept your repentance. And if He accepts your repentance, then for sure He's going to make you a way out. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah is going to make him a way out. Allah will make you a way out of your crisis. Allah Azza wa Jal will make you a way out of your difficulty. And the last thing that I wanted to mention is just to remind everyone that there are a variety of words we can use to verbalize that repentance. And from them, there are many, many from them, is to say frequently, astaghfirullah. From them is to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us what we know and what we don't know. Allahumma ghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. O Allah, forgive us what we have done in secret and what we've done in open and what we've done in public and what we've done in private and what we have known about and what we haven't known about. All of those things. From this is a specific repentance. When you really think about something you've done, like the likes of saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What did Allah Azza wa Jal said? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we saved him from his sadness. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And in this way we will save every single believer from every crisis, from every sadness, when they mention these words. But as I said, these words cannot be just with the tongue. The heart has to feel that sorrow. It has to feel that intention not to do it again. The tongue has to say those words. And finally, sometimes you've done a sin that affected somebody else. And if you did a sin that affected somebody else, then you need to make up for that effect. Whether that is by repaying them what you took, or whether that is by giving back something to them, whether that is by seeking their forgiveness, or whether that is by making dua for them, but you have to make up for the wrong that you did, because there is a difference between the rights of Allah and the rights of creation. And this is just a very, very, very short, hopefully inspirational reminder to realize where our crises and our problems in life come from, and to realize the basic steps that we can take to remove ourselves from them, trusting in Allah by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, with sabr and with that iman in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that perfect wisdom that by which every single thing happens. So that is all we have time for in this very short talk. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.